USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Members of the House of Representatives are going home for the Memorial Day weekend, but will get 24 hours notice if they're needed back to vote on a debt ceiling bill. In the meantime, Speaker Kevin McCarthy continues to be optimistic, telling Fox News there will be a deal with the White House.
This deal won't solve all the problems. The president took a lot of things off the table, but this will put us in the first step, and whatever we don't achieve here, we'll come back the next day to get it.
But with no done deal yet, House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries is not happy with the holiday weekend recess.
House Republicans have chosen to get out of town before sundown, when we are facing a dangerous default and the possibility of our economy crashing.
While lawmakers may leave D.C., House and White House staffers continue to talk about a debt ceiling bill. Has Ron DeSantis picked the right issue to be the bedrock of his presidential campaign? One Florida Democrat says no.
The majority of Floridians, the majority of American people are not concerned about the culture wars. They're concerned about those everyday issues, those kitchen table issues.
That's Florida Representative Val Cummings. Now that his glitch-filled Twitter appearance is over, DeSantis is meeting with big donors this weekend, then heading to Iowa. And a new Emerson College poll of Iowa Republicans gives President Trump a commanding lead in the state. 62% favor Trump compared to 20% for DeSantis. New poll from UC Berkeley finds most California voters believe that 89-year-old Senator Dianne Feinstein should step down. That includes two out of three Democrats who were surveyed. The Supreme Court says the federal government can't call anything a federally protected wetland unless it's connected to a larger body of water. The 5-4 rulings from an Idaho case in which a couple was denied a permit to build a house because an isolated, soggy portion of their property was designated a wetland. This is USA News.
Text enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
Looks like CNN wants to be the go-to place for Republican presidential candidates. After this month's town hall with former President Trump, two more are now on the schedule next month, June 4th with Nikki Haley and June 7th with Mike Pence. One of the big changes that restaurants made when they were allowed to reopen during the COVID pandemic was to minimize the amount of stuff that a lot of people would touch and potentially spread the virus. The big item was menus. Suddenly we had to scan a QR code with our phones, then read the whole menu on our small screens. Now, not so much.
We're seeing a dramatic shift back to paper or print menus, and it's really because the consumer's demanding it.
The head of the Texas Restaurant Association, Emily Knight, says diners once again want the classic restaurant experience.
They go out, they want to hold on to a menu, they want to compare different items, they want to look at the ingredients that they're about to eat.
One downside for restaurants going back to hard copy menus, flexibility. QR codes let them easily and instantly change prices. An Orlando restaurant suing the state of Florida over the law that bans kids from seeing drag shows. Hamburger Mary's says it lost about 20% of its business when it had to ban families from attending drag brunches. At the other end of the spectrum, San Francisco now has its first drag laureate. Darcy Drollinger is assuming the title, believed to be the first such drag laureate anywhere. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Game presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain Scent Beads for an even longer-lasting scent.